And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have some folks from the Sitka Young Performers Theater here to talk about The Wizard of Oz, which is being staged this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Opening night is Friday. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, starting from my left.
Good morning, and thank you for having us. My name is Zeke Blackwell, and I am the director of the Young Performers Theater.
My name is Muriel Reed, and I am playing Dorothy.
My name is Razie Guillory, and I'm playing the Wicked Witch of the West.
Well, welcome to Morning Edition, everybody. Opening night is coming up fast and furious tomorrow, 7 p.m. at the Odessa Theater. Muriel and Razie, tell me how you're feeling right now, Muriel.
A little excited and nervous combined. It's nerve-wracking, kind of.
Does that feeling change once you're actually doing it?
Yes. Before the show, since I'm the first person on stage, I'm more nervous. And then once it gets going, I kind of calm down a little bit.
So Muriel, you're playing Dorothy, and Razie, you're playing the Wicked Witch of the West. And both of you have experience in theater. You've been in other performances. Razie, how are you feeling?
I'm excited. I enjoy theater a lot. I'm kind of nervous with it, too.
Razie, you're in sixth grade, and Muriel, you're in ninth grade. And Razie, you're playing a Wicked character.
Yeah.
What's that like for you, putting on sort of an evil persona? Because you don't look very evil, I gotta tell you.
it's really fun. It's kind of hard to, like, change into it at first, but after you get used to it, you can kind of play around with it and make it really nice. So, well, not nice.
So do you have to become comfortable with the character before, sort of like embody the character before you can actually really start effectively portraying that character? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. Yeah, you kind of got to figure it out for yourself. Like, I don't know, you got to make it comfortable for your own person to kind of become like how you would be wicked, not just how anybody else would be wicked.
Well, so what is your process for that, or what was your process for that? For both of you, this question, how do you become your character?
Well, you kind of, like, every different time you play around with it and find a new way to do it, and then you kind of pick your favorite one and expand on it.
So that's your process? So you put a lot of time into it, just feeling around, doing different lines in different ways, and then what feels right is what you go for.
Yeah.
Muriel, what about you?
During the first few weeks of practice, when we were just figuring out our lines and music, I would kind of try out different voices to see what would work right. And it's just like, that's the one, and it just seemed natural that I would choose one over the other, and so, yeah.
So I mentioned that you both have been in past performances, and acting is about more than just repeating lines, right? It's about reacting to other actors. Is that, it would seem to me that might be one of the most difficult parts of acting. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's, like, also different ways that you react. Like, if you aren't listening, then you can kind of miss the cue for reacting. But, like, yeah.
So you have to pay attention?
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, if you aren't paying total attention, you might react in a way that you yourself would react, not your character. And then it seems weird from the audience.
Oh, that's an interesting observation. So you can be either yourself on stage or you can be your character, and it's all about paying attention and being in the present moment. Mm-hmm. Is that ever hard to do?
Yeah, sometimes when you're, like, if you forget a line and you're kind of mixed up and you're tired, and, yeah, it's kind of hard to do. Pay attention a lot.
Yeah, when you're kind of fumbling or something, then your mind gets off of what you're acting like and more into what you're saying.
So tell me what keeps bringing you back to the Young Performers Theater, to acting, to doing this incredibly difficult thing that you're doing.
I'd say the excitement before and the connection with the people that are playing different parts with me.
Mm-hmm. Muriel and Raisy.
Well, it's the excitement too, but also, like, you just kind of get to know the people you're working with a lot better. And it's like, it's really, I don't know how to say it.
That's okay. You don't know how to. You don't have to know how to know to say it. You can just say whatever comes to your mind. Well, here's a question. So these skills you're learning, because you're learning lots of skills, I imagine, on many different levels in this work that you're doing. So you bring that into the rest of your life. How do your experiences acting with the theater pop up in the rest of your life?
I do a lot of other things besides this, like dancing. I did lyrical last year, which is really important with expression, and I do DDF, which is very important for acting, and I don't know, a lot of different things require it that I like to be a part of.
Okay. Raisy?
I don't know. Like, my normal life, like, not acting, I don't really go back to acting when I'm just, it's a normal day. Like, I don't know.
Do you think you have gained more confidence through acting?
Yeah, I think so.
Does that serve you in the rest of your life in any way?
Yeah, a little bit. When
I can tell you one thing I've observed, and that's when you both came in and sat down at the mics, you may have been feeling nervous, I don't know, but you do not sound nervous, and you do not exhibit nervousness, and I'm figuring that may partly be something that you've been learning through your acting experiences. What do you think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Zeke, I'm going to give you a little bit of time to talk about Young Performers Theater in general and The Wizard of Oz in particular.
Sure. So this is our sixth production with the Young Performers Theater, and we have 53 kids involved from ages 7 to 18 from 5 different schools around the community. And we have 2 separate casts performing this weekend. So Friday night and Saturday afternoon, our Ruby cast featuring Muriel and Raisy are performing, and many other people as well. And then Saturday evening at 2 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., we have the Emerald cast featuring Addie Polson as Dorothy and Mia Anderson as our West Witch.
Okay, talk about tickets.
Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students and seniors. Children under 5 are free. Well, they get in free.
you can take a free child under 5 home.
And you can get tickets at Old Harbor Books or by calling us at 747-3085. Tickets may be available at the door if they haven't sold out.
Okay, so here's a question for you. You've been working with the Young Performers Theater for quite a while now. And what have you noticed about The Wizard of Oz, your performers, your own experience? What's different for you than maybe it's been in the past?
This show is extremely challenging. It's a very large show, not in just the way that we're doing it, but the what the script requires, what the music requires, what the dancing requires. There's a lot of complicated movement and a lot of complicated things to remember, as I'm sure Muriel and Raisi would tell you. But so we would not have been able to do this show a year ago, and the way that these young performers have been pouring themselves into the show, and dedicating hours and hours and hours in rehearsal and outside of rehearsal to make this show successful has just blown me away.
You know, it's interesting because every time we're on air talking about a performance, you say, we could not have done this a year ago. Mm-hmm. And so it really seems to me that everyone here is evolving. Mm-hmm. You're evolving. The performers are evolving. Everyone who's involved in making production happen are changing and growing in your skill set.
Yeah, I think so. I think each show we set the bar a little bit higher. We build on what we've learned, and we make things bigger, and we make things better, and we expect more of ourselves. I expect more of myself as the director of the program. I think a lot of the young performers expect themselves to do better, and that's really exciting.
Okay, well, we're about out of time. Muriel, Raisi, any parting thoughts? Anything you'd like to share? Oh, we were going to do a snippet from the production. This is the first scene that you two are in together as Dorothy and the Wicked Witch of the West. Would you like to try that? Should we try it? Raisi, I think you start out with a line. You're going to do first couple of lines.
Okay.
I'll give you a moment to put on your persona.
Okay. Can you go?
Mm-hmm.
I trust you had a pleasant fight. Flight. It's so kind of you to visit me in my loneliness. Give me the dog.
What are you going to do with Toto?
Tonight, we feast on Devil Dog.
No!
It's all right, my dear. Just my little joke. He'll look even more revolting with an apple in his mouth. Here, put him in the basket.
Where are you taking Toto? Why can't he stay with me?
Because the raging, roaring river is some way off. Is he a water breed?
No, I'm afraid not.
He soon will be, because that's where we're going to take him if you don't hand over the slippers.
But the Good Witch of the North told me not to.
Very well. Drop the basket in the deepest point of the river and drown him.
No, no, I'll give you the slippers. I don't want them. Just give me back Toto.
That's a good little girl. I knew you'd see reason.
So that was the Wicked Witch of the West, Raisi Gilroy, and Dorothy Muriel Reed. They'll be playing in The Wizard of Oz, which opens tomorrow, 7 p.m. at the Odessa Theater. There are also showings at 2 and 7 on Saturday and at 2 p.m. on Sunday. We also heard from Zeke Blackwell, who's the director of the Young Performers Theater. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.